Hello guys, and welcome back to the second season of The Mysteries of Life. Through this season, in the first two episodes, we talked about realization in particular. We briefly elaborated upon the journey of self-realization and the way it spans through the life of a seeker. But as the seeker progresses through the journey of life, he is often faced with one question. What next? This question often plagues the aspiring seeker. The spiritual journey is eventful, to say the least. It is one that is filled with tremendous excitement and anticipation. So what is it that follows realization? What is it that lies beyond realization? Most of us would say it is knowledge. Many would think that to be the most probable answer of all. But contrary to all musings, knowledge is not something that follows realization. Rather, it is something that precedes it. Realization follows knowledge. Knowledge does not follow realization. What follows realization is enlightenment and wisdom. I have often said that the spiritual journey is a journey that completely liberates the individual from the mortal physical existence of this wretched world. I have also said that the path of realization is an evolutionary process that completely transforms the individual, molding him in the shape of God, molding him in the image of perfection. You put those aforementioned things together, and there you get it. That is what lies beyond realization. A realized soul, and here I would prefer to call the person a soul, for that is how he truly exists. A realized individual exists but as a soul. He may be alive and kicking in the illusions of the mortal world, but yet within, he bears no connection with it. A realized individual is thus completely indifferent from the sufferings that he endures through his physical existence. He walks through the storms with a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his face, for he knows the true nature of the entire cosmic dream. He can see past the illusions, and hence the illusions no longer hamper his free spirit. He exists only as a soul, living solely for a destined purpose, a single desire that exudes purity in the form of selfless benevolence. A realized soul is beyond the traps of physical existence. His instincts have no dominion over him. Rather, he controls all the singular elements that constitute his body. At will, he can dissolve them and recreate them out of thin air. But that would be a story that we shall reserve for another day. Metaphysics is a rather heavy concept in itself. So coming back to what I was saying previously, a realized soul, an enlightened being, a liberated individual, call him what you will. The seeker who completely moves beyond the illusions of this physical existence, in the end acquires complete enlightenment. He acquires oneness with God. He acquires complete peace and satisfaction. Why? Because there remains no bipolarity within himself. The human within the enlightened being passes on. There remain no unsatiated desires, no unfulfilled aspirations, and no unfulfilled karmic liaisons. Thus there remains nothing within himself that can bind him to the illusions of this world. He simply exists for a purpose, complete within himself, at one with the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God. Earlier in this week, I had said that from God we came and in God we shall melt, but we can do so not as humans, but as gods ourselves. That is what lies beyond realization. That is what truly represents the final frontier of man's journey of evolution. That is where the journey of a true seeker finally culminates as he sheds his mortal identity, stepping into the immortal lands, bearing complete semblance to the entity that he worshipped through countless incarnations. That is where the man dies. That is where the God within him arises. That is where it all ends. May peace be with you. Amen.